93 FM, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Howie Mandel walking down the hall, stepped in from, of course, Deal or No Deal. And you can talk to Howie, free of charge, 888-520-9710.
You don't charge for calls to me?
Some we do, but you will make an exception.
Thank you. This is, I don't know if you tell the people what goes on here. They watch, in breaks, they're watching Starting Over on NBC.
We need all the help.
Very emotional.
We love that show.
And a wonderful, and we just watched a woman who is rekindling her relationship.
Heidi's watching it again. Topic idea.
We just love watching fat white girls cry.
Yeah.
It's something that I find entertaining.
Who doesn't?
So when ratings are down, we go down to the sales office and look around.
That'll endear you.
If I can get Frosty to well up, this is the next best thing.
Oh, how funny. Doug, hey, what's going on?
Doug?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
That's why he called? That's his question? He's woken up in a stupor. And he calls a radio show to find out, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Howie, I saw a couple years ago out here in Hemet when you played at Suburban Casino.
Right.
And you are funny.
The actual casino or the parking lot?
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, that was an indoor gig.
Well,
I was inside, right?
No, it was outside.
Oh. But if this Deal or No Deal takes off, I would imagine I'll get booked inside buildings. That's my goal, to get hot enough where they'll book me inside.
Now, you were trying to explain the show off the air a little bit.
Right. Deal or No Deal.
Recap it again.
Okay, Deal or No Deal is it's this huge phenomenon. 50 million people watch. That's what they told me the first time. There's no skill. No stunts, no trivia. You could be a moron and become a millionaire.
You could go on the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Doug can.
Yeah. You're right.
What's going on? I said, Doug, just pick a number. You pick a number from 1 to 26. Okay. 26 cases held by 26 hot Maxim swimsuit bikini models.
They are extremely gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Are they supposed to flirt with, like, say there's a guy up there, Deal or No Deal, and you got one girl holding up a case over there being a little more flirtatious to make him pick it?
No.
Or do they just stand there?
They just stand there, but it's very chilly in the studios.
Good.
So in that way, there's some flirtation going on. And you just pick a number. That's your case to keep. Now, throughout the show.
Now, we don't open it.
And we don't know what's in your case. We don't open it. You're looking for the $1 million, or in this case, this week coming up, $3 million, right? So you look for that. That's your case to keep. We want to see what's in your case. We start opening other cases. In increments of 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We'll open up 6 cases, and then based on what was in those cases, so say you open up $5, $20,000, $10,000, $1 million is still in play. I may offer you $100,000 right now to go home, sell your case, and finish the game. If you say no deal, you have to open up another 5 cases before the next offer. If you start revealing the big amounts of money, obviously the offers will go down. If the big amounts of money stay in play, there's big amounts left. Ultimately, if we get down to 2 cases where there's a dollar and $1 million left, your case and one other case, I may offer you $500,000 cash right now to go home. Do you take that deal or do you say no deal, throw away the $500,000 and go for a 50-50 shot at being a millionaire? But you also could have $1 in your case. It's amazing when you talk to people, half the people, well, what would you do? Heidi?
God, I understand the philosophy of I came with nothing, so I have nothing to lose. But I would probably, at this stage of the game, I'd take a $500,000. That's a pretty good chunk of change, I think.
I'd
go for the glory.
Because then
you would go for the glory.
Give me that dollar or a million.
But then you go the million. Hey,
let it
after
ride.
Taxes, it's only, what, $500,000, $450,000 or something like that?
Well, $500,000 after taxes
is only
$250,000. Yeah. So, yes. Just
at any time, like you opened up the first 6 cases, I can, if I opened the million, I can say, I want that case. Or I can't take that case.
Once you see it?
I don't know.
I said a moron could win, but maybe I was wrong.
I have my case that's not open.
Okay.
And you open 6 more.
Right.
And you have no idea what 6 you're going to open. He picks out 6 more randomly?
We reveal the ones he's picking up. So he opens up $1 million. Obviously, $1 million is not in your case because you just saw $1 million in one of them that is open.
Okay.
But you possibly still have $750,000 in your case. You're aware of what increments of money are left.
Okay.
Okay.
So even though the million is revealed, maybe you have $750,000 in your case. So if I say to you, I'll give you $100,000 to go home now, you may say, no, I'm going to go for the shot of my case being worth $750,000.
Is someone communicating in an earpiece so that you know what's in the case, or do you?
I don't know
idea?
What's in the case. Nobody knows what's in the case. The models don't know.
You have
I don't
freedom
know.
To offer anything you want.
I don't offer. There's a banker. There's a bad guy. There's a the banker offers, and it's based on this computer program. He figures out the odds, how many cases are left, what the value of the cases that are left, which you see on the board. So I can do it without a computer, but I know if there's a dollar and a half a million dollars. The offer is going to be about a half a million dollars. The offer comes in from a phone call in between each round to me through the banker. So there's one bad guy.
Have you found the crowd usually eggs the people on to go ahead and risk it all?
Yes.
Because it's not their money they're playing with.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they don't care. And they act as if, oh, we're here for you. Don't take the deal. You can do it. It's because it's not their money.
Well, see, exactly. It's like when I'm at home and I watch Jeopardy and they do the double Jeopardy and he'll go, if he doesn't say let's make it a true deal, I'm like, oh, come on, you big puss. Let's go. You came with nothing. You're going to leave it. I mean, I'm at home doing that, but at home I might go, $250 Alice. Not real sure about the
right, but the difference between Jeopardy and this, number one is, that too. Okay, number two. is the fact that you don't have to, on Jeopardy, if they ask a question, you don't know it, you couldn't have won that money. At home, anybody can win this money. Well, you can win the money at home just by, if you figure out what the lucky case is and you text in that number, you can win $10,000 at home.
That's awesome.
But besides that, there's no trivia, there's no questions. You're saying that they're gambling the money. I know that. If double or nothing, they say they're going to put up double their money and answer the question. I'm offering you right now 50 grand. That's yours. There's no skill. There's no nothing. If you hit the button and say deal, 50 grand, walk out of there with the 50 grand. You won a prize. If you say no deal.
How do you choose your contestants? Like, so people send in their...
They can go to NBC.com. I don't know. I've been to a couple of the events where they have them in different cities, and there's thousands of people lined up waiting to get on. I don't know. Go to NBC.com. And
during the show, do you have like a pool of contestants over here, and you just draw out a name? It's like, Shirley, you're up.
I don't know how they got the contestants. They are randomly chosen, but I'm reading their name off a teleprompter. I don't know how they chose that person.
I'm surprised that most people don't take whatever they can get, because most people who have the time to stand in line for hours don't have a job and probably don't have much money. And to someone like that, 50 grand or 100 grand should be like, no brainer, I'll take it.
Well, you know, if you look at the first show that aired, there was a lady by the name of Karen Van. I remember she said she's a grandparent. She's never owned a home in her life. At one point, we offered her $100,000+, which would be huge. It would change her life. She could buy a home. She can be set for life. She's already a grandparent. And she said no deal and played on. Went home with $25,000, which is still a lot of money, but after taxes is 12 grand. Big difference between 150. So it's a pretty compelling, intense, crazy game. And people come up to me all the time, and besides saying deal or no deal. One guy walked up to me and he said, look at this. And he showed me his arm, and his arm was black and blue. I said, what is that from? He says, a week of Deal or No Deal sitting beside my wife on the couch. He was punching and screaming and yelling. So that's not a sexual injury. Or maybe it was. Maybe it was. See how things come full
circle. She was making sex offers. She was going to what? Deal or No Deal? What are we doing?
So the Olympics, deal or no deal.
Right. Perfect.
Yes.
When the Olympics are done, you're on for a whole solid week. And then it goes
back to
Monday.
I'm just waiting for the Olympics to be done.
Aren't we all?
Monday, then.
Well, stop by anytime.
8 o'clock. I will.
Tell your wife we said
okay,
hello.
Okay, I'll be back in about 4 minutes if you say come back.
Okay.
No, I've got to be out of here. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Howie. I'm Mendo. And we'll be back. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. 97.1 Free FM.